Mass immigration raises housing costs, strains healthcare services in middle America. This is not sustainable. By John Binder on September 6, 2024. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's wave of mass immigration is raising housing costs, straining healthcare services, and filling public schools in middle American cities like Springfield, Ohio. As Breitbart News has chronicled for over a year, the Biden-Harris administration has helped flood Springfield, with a population of less than 60,000 residents, with roughly 20,000 Haitian migrants. For months, Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., now former President Donald Trump's running mate, has been calling attention to Springfield as an example of mass immigration raising housing costs for Americans. This self-imposed disaster is crushing the job prospects of our citizens, making it more difficult for Ohio families to find homes and draining social service programs funded by American taxpayers, Vance said last year. A report from the New York Times recently admitted that mass immigration has made Springfield's housing issue much worse. Michelle E. Hall, executive director of Springfield's Housing Authority, said that the affordability problem had been aggravated by landlords pivoting to Haitians who were willing to pay higher rent. Emphasis added. Here in Springfield, the new homeless are people who can't afford to pay $2,000 or $3,000 a month in rent, she said. Emphasis added. One particular house flipper in Springfield told The Times that of his 400 housing units, 8 in 10 are occupied by newly arrived Haitian migrants. It is not only housing costs that are causing problems for Springfield, brought on by mass immigration. Healthcare services are being pushed to the brink, where once 15-minute consultations are now 45 minutes in some cases as English-speaking healthcare workers navigate how to communicate with an influx of French-speaking Haitian migrants. This is not sustainable, the chief executive of a healthcare center told The Times, noting that many of her staff had left following burnout. The center has had to hire translators and French-speaking staff, which has skyrocketed costs. Springfield's public schools are also seeing the results of mass immigration. Registration day in the Springfield City School District, The Times reports, was filled with the families of Haitian migrant children. Of the almost 350 new students enrolled in the district this year, the overwhelming majority are the children of newly arrived Haitian migrants. School administrators are concerned about how the district will deal with the growing influx of migrant children. According to the latest figures from the Congressional Budget Office, the Biden-Harris administration has welcomed more than 9 million migrants to the United States since the start of 2021, the equivalent of importing nearly the population of Honduras in less than 4 years. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.